St. James Stevenson is not here. Was the settlement on Jaycox?
Gonna be that to follow Jaycox, Plant Stevens, and Richard Kevich. It's a fine $50 each.
Are you gonna pay those fines?
I only have the money on Jaycox. Kevich paid him now.
You gotta pay on Jaycox.
No, sir.
Right.
pay against Hunter and others, multiple rate case, heard of 1966, and I'd like to ask the number to set a time for that to be heard.
What do you mean, what do you say? Is that the one where you want, one part of what I written up on the Winston case?
Yes, sir, that is acceptable.
I think you're a former, so I have, because I think you're in an anomalous position, because the bill of exceptions long ago went out in 1966. I think the Supreme Court indicated that they weren't hearing on this case, and determined on what recent case, what effect any recent cases have. I don't think you're entitled to a special hearing or a suggestion from the commission, but I think that the benefit of the Supreme Court, they want it up there, well, you have to get it up there, but I think the opponents at least ought to have the opportunity to get it heard.
Yes, sir, I asked him about it yesterday, they were indefinite in their answer, so I don't know what kind of big thing is for them.
Well, I think we better set it for 1 week. When is your hearing?
November 7th.
November 7th. 1 week from the day of the, the 29th, no, 1 week from the day of the first. First of all, let's see if we can't hear it by Wednesday.
All right, John, thank you.
Next Wednesday will be what? Notify your opponents.
Yes.
All right, any other applications or motions? I believe we have a motion for a new trial in these attempts, do we not? All right, I believe we'd better handle those at this time.
Here to four. This morning, we have brought him a request to be permitted to add one more round to the motion. And I believe that it would be in order to make that request to the court first so that we would have the motion in its entirety before the court. Before it is presented as an argument. I don't know that whether there would be any objection.
Your Honor, we have the copies of them, and we have no objection to the filing of them. We don't concede that anything that we have no objection to.
I think that is true with regard to the amendment. That's amendment. Then, if that is the case, Your Honor, may I attend it to the court at this time in order allowing the amendment to be filed, and then the entire amendment would be before the court and be presented at this time. If the court please, we're going to get a motion here to the court filed in the cause. At this time, come the respondents Charles Edmondson and Roy Hamilton, and move the court to set aside the order on Cyrus Facius, wherein the court adjudged him to be guilty of contempt, and grant them a new trial upon the following grounds, to wit. One, they have no material evidence judgment of the court to the effect that they're guilty of contempt. Two,